Hi, everybody. This is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a business tech article written by Juniper for the Sterling Post News, and it was published Monday, September 10th of 2018. And Juniper has drawn a picture of a girl sitting down, and she's staring at her cell phone. And it's a very good picture. I myself cannot draw well at all, so it's a very good picture. Okay, let's see what Juniper has to say. Teenagers admit that all of this new technology has been a distraction to what is going on around them. The strength of their relationships with humans have decreased and in many cases caused fluctuation in their grades. Most of the fluctuation is trending towards a downward spiral. Yet a striking amount of students, 30%, in their teens, ranging from ages 13 to 17, have also said they wish their parents would get off their devices too. A parent paying more attention to their child has become a rarity. Also, an overwhelming amount of students, 72%, believe tech companies manipulate each phone to entice them into spending more time learning their nuances. Every phone manufacturer blatantly shows the different features they have added available for download, which puts the user's data storage, in many cases, into crisis mode. Along with all of these new apps comes the competition to be the most popular. Snapchat and Instagram are on the top of that list, with an estimated 81% of teenagers using them. These two apps almost create withdrawal symptoms when they are not being used. The biggest downfall in technology, of course, is the mass amount of teens being bullied, 13%. In my opinion, social media rules need to get updated just like the technology of driving. We all could use an update, and yes, including myself. Signed, Juniper. Well, Juniper has pointed out some problems that certainly do exist. I think we all see our friends and our parents and kids that are, it seems that everybody's on their phone. I've seen it in my own family where people, we all get together and we're not really talking because everybody is reading what's on their phone. That somebody just posted something and they have to read it. So I think that is definitely a problem. And with those two apps, what was it, Snapchat and Instagram? I personally have never used either one, so I'm not very familiar with them. But if you kids use those, and I bet you do, what you should do is practice a little control and maybe spend a little time on them, but also try to have time each day where you turn your phone off and set it aside and go talk to your family. Talk to your mom and dad and go talk to your brothers and sisters. I just think that would be a good idea, especially at dinner time, to put it down your cell phones and to talk to your family, because after all, you love them. That's all for now. Bye-bye.